This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join us today as we continue our series called Church Arise. Psalm 68 and verse 1, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. And thank God we're seeing the Lord moving powerfully in this day and age. But remember, we are his body and he wants to work through us. And so we've looked at the first point, which was arise and turn. For us as the church to arise, Ephesians 5:14, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. And so this is the hour where we have to arise, glory to God, and do what Christ has called us to do and fulfill our gospel mandate to take the gospel to every tribe, every people, every tongue, every nation. Hallelujah. We have good news. And that starts by us, firstly, arise and turn. We must arise and turn. Joel chapter 2, verse 12. This is why the Lord says, turn to me now while there is time. Give me your hearts. Come with fasting, weeping and mourning. Don't tear your clothing in your grief, but tear your hearts instead. Return to the Lord your God, for he is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He is eager to relent and not punish. We must turn from our sin. And this is what the prodigal son did. And I'm convinced that every person is just one prayer away from a transformed life. We can be better or we can be better. And this is why we should not be afraid to reach out to those in authority and share with them the gospel. And at times push back against maybe bad laws that are being made or bad policies that are being pursued. Because again, we have the blueprint for life. It's found in the Bible. Jesus said, you will know the truth will set you free. And if people do not know the truth, it's not a surprise, therefore, that they go in the wrong direction. This is why we must pray for our leaders. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So remember, our battle is not against flesh and blood. God loves people and he wants them to know him, even if at this present time they're enemies of God. And they're pursuing, you know, policies and seeking to, institute changes and create laws that are contrary to his way. But, you know, we pray for them and believe that God will reveal himself to them just like he did to Saul of Tarsus. But either way, the Bible says, pray for those in authority. We're called to be ministers of reconciliation. God commands us to pray for our leaders so that we can live in peace and that they may live in heaven. But how can they turn if we don't turn ourselves? We must turn from our sin and our self-righteousness. We must turn from our constant pointing of the finger, turn from our prayerlessness, our arguing, and our hypocrisy and division. As the church, we're commanded to pray for our leaders, even when we disagree profoundly with them. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 17, respect everyone and love the family of believers. Fear God and respect the king. The ESV, honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God. Honor the emperor. And amazingly, the emperor that Peter was praying for happened to be a psychopath named Nero. You know, I think that's very, very interesting to consider that he wasn't honoring the actions. And I think it's important to understand that. You know, he was honoring the position. And 1 Peter 2, verse 17, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. And so my prayer for us as the church is that we will turn from our sin and hypocrisy and turn back to God. Because I believe this is an essential if we want to see revival. Because I really believe that what previous generations have seen in terms of great awakenings and outpourings of the Spirit, we can see as well. Psalm 24, I believe, gives us a key to revival. Psalm 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. And so we start from that place of understanding the Lord is God, and therefore he is the final arbiter of truth. And so God is the one we serve. God is the one we belong to. God is God. He's the only one who sits on the throne. And therefore, we should not be moved by trends or culture. I think it's important for us to be faithful to the Word of God because we know that it's the Word of God. And again, he is the one to whom we will one day give an account of our lives. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So then each of you shall give an account of yourself to God. And, you know, that being so, you know, I believe that demands a certain degree of sobriety, and this demands, you know, that we would walk in the fear of the Lord, because the Lord is coming back, and, you know, we must walk in the fear of God. And if we don't, you know, it's inevitable that we will go off course. And so again, the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? So we're talking here about intimacy, about walking in the presence, seeing the Shekinah glory being manifested. It's saying who? So not everybody. It's saying who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol nor sworn deceitfully. And yes, I understand completely that it's by the blood, and it's by the blood that we have access. Hebrews 10:19, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I mean, what a powerful passage there, but it's, we have access, we have boldness to enter the very holiest of all by the blood of Jesus Christ. But that does not render this psalm redundant, because I believe the principles of God are timeless. And here it reveals a principle of who may ascend into the hill of the Lord. Yes, we come by the blood, and yet notwithstanding that, I believe God demands of us clean hands and a pure heart. And this is the difference, I think, between working for your salvation and working out your salvation. We don't work for our salvation. By grace we are saved through faith. This is not of ourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, as anyone should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. You know, we're saved by grace, but grace also calls us to live holy. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to do what? Deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. And so, again, God wants us to walk in righteousness. God wants us to walk in holiness. God wants us to walk in the fear of the Lord, because he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. He's coming back for a holy church. He's coming back for a church that is faithful. Again, Titus 2:11, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should do what? Live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for what? The blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. What a beautiful promise. Hallelujah. Christ our Lord is coming again. Hallelujah. So again, as the church, we cannot arise if we do not arise and turn. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.